It looks bad, of course, but it could have been so much worse. Thankfully, no one was underneath the drone when it was shot down and crashed into this Kiev building early on Wednesday morning. Svetlana cleared up the damage at her father's flat just across the way.
Actually, it's a good morning because we are alive and this is just glass that can be removed and replaced. It's not a big deal.
It's a stoicism born of experience. For months, Russia has targeted Ukraine's cities and power infrastructure. But stoicism does not mean apathy.
It just makes us very much angry. Very much angry.
This time, the attack was a failure.
Based on preliminary information, all 13 drones were shot down by Ukrainian air defense. Well done. I'm proud of you. Dear citizens, we are grateful to the air defense. And don't ignore the sirens.
But previous drone strikes, particularly when paired with cruise missiles, have been more successful. Since mid-October, Russia has damaged every one of Ukraine's thermal power plants. And the Russians' drone of choice is this. They call them Gerans. But despite Russia and Iran's denials, they're widely believed to be the Iranian-made Shahed 136 and its smaller version, the 131. Al Jazeera was given rare access to recovered examples being studied by Ukraine's military intelligence.
Yes, this UAV does the most damage to us because Russia uses it most often. Its warhead is 50 kilograms and the warhead of 131 is 20 kilograms.
Keeping his real identity secret, Vasil told me what's inside them. Despite the drone's assumed Iranian origins, almost all the components are foreign. Some are even Ukrainian.
Talisman, Canada.
This is from Canada.
Так, це з Канади.
So that's interesting because it shows that despite being under sanctions, Iran is still managing to get hold of components like this.
Some suggest Russia's use of imported drones means it has diminishing stocks of its own precision missiles, but Ukraine knows it can't be complacent.
Despite the destruction you see here, it was a lucky day for Kiev. 100% of the drone shot down, no deaths and no injuries. But who's to say the next time this happens, they'll be so fortunate? And that's why Ukraine is making better air defence one of the most important requests it's making of its friends and allies. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Kiev.